This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I saw gasoline for $1.49 a gallon the other day. For that, drivers may tip their hats to domestic shale oil producers and to the oil producers cartel OPEC, which continues to pump furiously in a bid to win the contest for global market share. However, in parts of the U.S. where fossil fuel production is the big industry, there is little cheer. Today in Houston, some of those besieged U.S. oil and gas producers face a key person responsible for their misery. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Saudi oil minister Ali al-Naimi is in Houston to keynote a big energy conference. He's behind Saudi Arabia's decision back in 2014 to pump to the max. Other OPEC countries followed suit. Oil flooded the market and prices plummeted. And that has made U.S. oil production just barely competitive. The result, oil and gas company cutbacks and others across the mining industry, also bankruptcies, have cost 145,000 jobs. Loans are being called in, more bankruptcies are expected. The only good news al-Naimi could possibly deliver to the oil folks in Houston today would be to say that the Saudis will now cut production, and the country's actually under some pressure to do that. It also can't afford to make so little money on the oil it pumps.